all across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. It's frightening.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Hey, guys, welcome to Monday. How you doing?
Hey.
Good morning.
Feeling great. Ready Excellent. To go for the week. It's going to be a good week.
I'm surprisingly fresh today. I went to Sydney to hang out with my friends for the first time post-COVID. Wow. What a night.
Yeah.
I was going to stay an extra night, right? But then I thought, oh, I had the worst neighbours in this hotel. Looked great online, but when I walked in, it was a brothel and a half.
Oh, really?
It was disgusting. Oh. And all night, I don't know what was going on next door, but it was just...
Well, you know what was going on next door with...
I don't know if they were playing like racket sports.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
They'll squash against the wall.
Handball.
All night.
Probably handball.
Wow.
A lot of hand to ball action.
And do you know what? Paper thin walls, they were doing a lot of moaning.
Oh, really?
You know when the tennis players moan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mainly the men tennis players who do that.
Oh, they both were.
Yeah. They were both practicing tennis.
A lot of moaning. Who are the big moaners in tennis? I always forget.
Serena Williams.
That's right.
Yeah.
Intensely.
Yeah.
Massively.
Maybe she was staying in that hotel.
Yeah. I mean, they just went for hours. I thought, I got up the next morning and I thought, no, I'm going.
Not another night of this. No, that's fine.
Crappy minibar as well.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Like beef jerky, $6 a packet. Did I eat it? Absolutely.
Hey, you weren't paying.
What did you guys? No, I had to pay for that.
Oh,
what did you guys do? Your parents were up?
Yeah, that was good. Nice. Did heaps of gourmet cooking as usual. You know what I haven't had in... this sounds so sad because I'm trying to eat healthy.
Yeah.
Last night, for the first time in ages, had pasta. How good is pasta?
Wow.
Let's just take a moment to realize how good that is.
What kind of pasta was it, though?
Lovely. We did like a lovely seafood.
Like a marinara?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, with the garlic. We had mussels, prawns, and jamon. Which is just like a Spanish ham that comes on a big bone. They put it through the slicer.
Oh, my
God.
You just call it ham?
It's more like prosciutto.
Come on.
Get very crispy on top.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Pasta. Forgot how good it was.
What about you, Meg? What did you get?
I got a 90-point word on Words with Friends. That was the highlight of my weekend.
What was the word?
I don't even remember.
Oh, what a thrill.
It was 90 points, so that was the highlight of my weekend.
Oh, my God. Boring. Jess, hello. How are you today?
Morning. I'm great.
Locked out of the house, I hear.
Oh,
what a weekend,
goodness.
Hey?
Felt like such an idiot.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, you've been locked out.
Always. Yeah.
I was just smiling.
I have an insurance policy. My old housemate kept a pair of keys. So if anything ever happens, I can just call her.
Do you want to be my insurance policy?
I don't drive. I'm the worst insurance policy. And a freshly demoed producer Jackson, good morning.
No, I accidentally shaved my mustache off. Like, do you know how you just slip with the shaver? That's what happened. I've got like weird vibes about it because I never realized how small my top lip is. So I keep looking at myself and going, ugh.
I think you look fine.
Thank you. No, it's just I'm so used to having it there. Do you know what I mean? It's been 6 months.
It was very cool. I do like that you've kept the long hair on top, though. I really thought you were going to give in and cut that by now.
No, I'm going to commit. I've got to commit to something.
How long will it take you to regrow the mo?
Well, it took me about 3 months to get it like nice. Oh. So I don't know. Maybe it'll grow back. It looks a bit thicker now that I've left it. So we'll see because I'm going to grow it back. So
excellent.
Good.
Commit, my man. Commit.
All right, let's kick off the show.
Yes, lasses versus lasses. We are nearly at 90 for the lasses. I'm very excited. I can't wait for us to hit 90. Lads are on 78. If you want to play Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game for a $100 voucher for Hampers of the Hunter, hampersofthehunter.com.au, 13:10:09, we need a lad and a lass right now.
What a great prize, by the
so
way.
Good.
Oh,
these
imagine
look
having
amazing.
That for your party.
I was watching their stories over the weekend. Amazing hampers.
The Novos.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus lasses.
Oh, the guys have got some catching up to do. 78 to 89.
God, you're cocky, man.
And with good reason.
As I'm getting to know you more, look, I realise you are really cocky when it comes to this.
When I first started here, the lads were in front. Mm. And I managed to rally the girls. And we've smashed it. Just put it out there. We've got a $100 voucher up for grabs for Hampers of the Hunter, bringing the Hunter home with our delicious local products, hampersofthehunter.com.au. All you got to do is get the most questions right, and that is all yours, plus the point on the board. All right,
we need a solid lad today. Let's meet Brad from Morissette Park. He's a concrete truck driver, says getting the truck bogged is his biggest stuff up at work, and the craziest thing he has ever done is jumping off a bridge. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
How are you guys? Not bad.
Hey, lads.
Good stuff, Brad. Are you confident you can bring it home for the boys? Because let me tell you, we've had some disappointing performances.
Oh, yeah, mate. I'm pretty good with questions.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, let's see how good you are. I like that you back yourself. Number one, which celebrity chef is currently in the TV commercials for Whittaker's Chocolate?
Oh, God, I wouldn't have a clue.
I'll give you a little clue. Chef? No. It's a woman.
It's a woman chef. No, I'm going to have to pass them
up. Nigella Lawson. You know, the one that's like very sexual when she cooks.
Yeah, always raiding the fridge in the middle of the night. Why are they filming that? Like, why are the cameras still running?
All right, question number two. What product would you use to enhance your complexion and give skin a brighter, dewy glow?
Oh, facial cream.
Not technically.
Highlighter.
Never heard of that.
Whatever that is. A dewy glow. What's that? Come on, man.
If you get the palette at Sephora, it's worth it.
Facial cream.
Yeah, you get. It's apparently, not, it's you get the Stabilo out.
Do I get half a point for that one?
No. I wish I could, man. Now, we need to get a point on the board. Here we go. Multiple choice. What was the name of the movie where Britney Spears made her film debut in 2002? Was it A, Burlesque, B, Crossroads, or C, Glitter?
I'm going to go B.
You know what? I wonder why you went with B. Run on the board, Brad. Good job, brother.
Well done. Lads. All right, let's meet our lass this morning. Her name's Debbie. She's from Raymond Terrace, aged care worker, and says that she's still in bed. Oh, that's good. And says she still loves having to not go to work, easily annoyed by loud eaters. Oh, yes. Okay, that can be annoying. And once fell asleep on the toilet drunk at her son's birthday party.
Debbie,
how you doing?
Morning.
You are my kind of girl, Debbie.
Can I ask, what age birthday was it?
Oh, again, that wasn't a toddler one. I think he was like 21.
Okay. Oh, there you go. See, I was going to say.
All bets are off when it's the 21st birthday.
Yeah, no, we've had some good toddler ones in the past, but as they got older, they just got better.
My mum went wild at my 18th birthday, more than I did. To the point where she flashed her breasts to my friends. I loved her for that. I was like, you know what, Mum? You can stay.
You can stay at the party. Oh my
Actually,
God.
That sounded really weird.
It sure did, but I just rolled with it. I thought it was funny.
All right, let's do this. You need one for a tiebreaker coin toss, Debbie, or two for an instant win.
Okay, here we go. Question one. If you get a Volkswagen Golf TDI, what does the TDI stand for?
Oh, I don't know. Do you need antibiotics for that? I don't know.
I mean, that is a guess, but not right. All right, number two.
Turbocharged direct injection.
Is what we were looking for.
Of course.
Of course, you knew that deep down. You knew that. All right, number two. Phillips head, hex head, and quadrex head are all types of what?
Screwdrivers. Yes.
No.
Yeah, we'll give a screwdriver.
Oh, no.
Surely.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, technically, you could get away with that. It's screws. It's screws. All right, you got one on the board. If you get this next one right, you're an instant winner. Are you ready?
Yep.
What is the weight of a standard bag of builder's concrete? Dry weight.
Oh.
You go down to Bunnings.
I bought one at Bunnings the other weekend. It was 20 kilos.
Yeah.
You got it. Lass's win.
How
well done.
Thank
you, Debbie.
We have hit
the 90s.
A $100 voucher for Hampers of the Hunter, bringing the Hunter home with our delicious local products, hampersofthehunter.com.au for details. Good job, Debbie.
Well done.
Starting the week off right. You threw old mate a bone and it didn't work. Sorry.
Guys, coming up next, I want to talk about the big mystery in my life over the weekend. Of course, I was saying before, caught up with all of my friends in Sydney at my friend's apartment, and he has a very small little bathroom, and there was a big disaster. I'm going to tell you what I've observed next. Somebody's hiding something from me, and I need to find out who it is. I've been in Sydney over the weekend visiting my friends, and we had a lovely lunch. Lots of cocktails, which was great. Lots of spicy margs. Man, they're good.
How good,
right? I love a good spicy marg. Anyway, great to see them all. But the party ended up moving back to my friend's apartment. Now, he's got a one-bedroom apartment, so it is very small. The bathroom, right, is attached to his bedroom, so it's like a little ensuite situation. There was five of us there. And it got to a certain point in the night, we'd been there a few hours, and this really strange smell just starts wafting through the apartment, and we're all just sitting there because nobody was really paying attention as to who was going into the bathroom. One of us, it wasn't me, I'm just putting it out there, obviously had to drop the kids off.
Always awkward in such a small space.
I don't like using anyone's toilet that's like if I'm at a party to drop the kids off, because it's so unpredictable. You don't want to. I get really weird about other people smelling that, right? Man, this is, I'm not exaggerating, guys, the worst smelling aftermath ever. Like, it was bad.
Because often, so this apartment, I'm guessing, is it like a modern one?
Very modern.
So often not too well ventilated.
Absolutely.
Because we live in the era of central air conditioning, so they don't put in like big breezy windows these days.
A lot of apartments don't have windows.
Yeah.
Like, it was 10 out of 10 bad. And I was the first one to smell it. And then I got really nervous about bringing it up because I didn't want to be the first that smelt it, dealt it.
That's right. That is the old adage.
But I did. I was like, I'd had a few drinks at this point. So very honest. I was like, who just went to the toilet? And everyone just kind of looked down at their phone.
Nobody wants to admit
and
it.
And I was like, one of you did. Who was it? We narrowed it down, right, because it got so bad. We all had to go onto the balcony.
Was this like a CSI investigation?
Yeah, we all had to go on the balcony.
Oh, my God.
It was disgusting. I was like dry reaching. It was that bad. It was like a lion or something had gone to the toilet. Like this intense, very like
heavy smell in the air.
We've narrowed it down to somebody. I'm not going to say who it is because I know they listen back to the pod. But you know who you are. When confronted, a few of us ganged up on this particular guy, and we're like, we know it was you. And he blamed it on somebody else.
Interesting.
Because the somebody else he blamed it on is always the guy that poos at parties.
Is he a known party pooer?
He's a party pooer. And, but I know he didn't go into the toilet. So it was my other friend, which I'm very shocked about. At least spray some Glen 20, you know?
Yeah, light a match.
Shut the door behind you. You don't just leave the door open.
They would left the door open.
Yes.
Get the little exhaust fan running at a minimum.
Don't you hate that, though?
Very embarrassing. Because it's happened to everyone at some point.
Yeah.
And it's the worst because you skulk out of there in a longer period of time than you should have been in there. And you go, did anyone see me? Did anyone see me?
Let's call this guy Mr. X.
Okay.
Mr. X, when confronted, turned bright red.
Oh.
Classic. Definitely guilty.
Culprit, for sure.
I think you have a future in police if radio is not
and
for
do you.
You
know what it lasted for? Like an hour.
Oh, terrible.
That ruins your buzz. As
it
well.
Really
it
is. Also, very funny.
Well, yeah.
But hey, I get off on cheap humor like that. So, hey, look, come at me.
I bet everyone was laughing, though. That's great. The Novos.
all across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
Let's go. So I was talking to a family friend over the weekend and she was telling me about her son. Now, I didn't really know the son that well, but he's probably in his like 40s now, something like that. Yeah. And he, a couple of years ago, got involved with this French girl in a relationship for probably a couple of years and it was going quite well. And they decided to get married in France. And she said to me, you know what? I always had a bad feeling about her. There was just something a bit off.
Why do people say that about French people? I've heard that so many times.
Really?
Why are the French people so hard to trust?
I don't know. I don't think it's a French thing. It was a this girl thing. Anyway, they go over. Everyone goes over to this. Yeah. They have a wedding in France. She said it was beautiful out in the country.
Oh, amazing.
Like a, sort of a like a country farmhouse sort of style.
You would have been getting a little bit jealous because I can see you, Crevo. Of course, you're engaged.
Yeah.
Wanting to do something
well,
like
that'd be amazing for sure. But anyway, they all went out there. He had friends from all over the world that went there, from England, from America, everywhere, all congregating at this wedding. He even paid for their accommodation and everything when they were over there. So it was
a generous man.
Yeah, incredible event. And he's very generous, great guy. And unfortunately for him, though, she'd been having an affair even whilst the wedding was on.
No.
So, of course, this...
Wait, how?
Well, she just,
well,
like...
I can tell you how.
No, but, like, how do you coordinate an affair at your wedding?
Well, I think it was... They were in, another relationship sort of thing while the wedding was happening.
Is this an episode of Jerry Springer, or is this real?
It's real life.
Come into the toilet at the reception.
Look,
do you like my new toilet seat?
It didn't last long, of course, because it all came out in the wash, as these things do.
Oh,
and within 6 months after the wedding, the whole thing, they'd broken up. It was
six
over.
6 months?
Yeah, within 6 months after.
That's rough.
He'd spent an absolute mozza on this event.
Is she now with, like, another
Wouldn't have a clue. She's, like, out of his
How
life
disappointing.
Now.
Disappointing.
Very disappointing. You invest that much time in a relationship.
And money into a wedding.
Yeah, and then it all falls apart. So what I thought we could do this morning, 13:10:09, did you get divorced within 1 year of getting married? Or maybe you've seen it happen, like one of your friends, family, that sort of thing. Because it's just astonishing, these stories.
I know a guy, similar situation, got married.
Yeah.
Been with the chick, though, for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Turns out she was a lesbian, left him 4 months after the wedding. He dropped 80K.
Oh! $80,000.
She was sleeping with her mates at netball, apparently. Some chick at netball.
Jeez. Off to go and, run the ball up and down the court.
Awful.
You really need some strapping tape on that knee.
All right, divorce within a year. 13:10:09. We'll take your stories next.
The Novos.
13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you, did you separate a year after the wedding, guys?
The Novos.
Yeah, so my family friend was telling me this story about her son who had gotten into this relationship with this French lady, and she goes, I just had a bad feeling. Something was off with this girl. Apparently, she had been cheating on him even during the wedding in France. They'd all brought all family and friends over there. She said, hey, it was a great event. We stayed in this beautiful house out in the countryside and was telling me how good the event was, but then tainted by the fact that she was cheating on him during the wedding.
I find the psychology behind the cheater in these situations so fascinating, because even though it's an awkward situation, yeah, you've gone too far, you're getting married, why seal the deal?
That's the
thing.
Do
you know what I mean? Why go that extra step?
And get married.
Yeah.
Why not just cut it off right then and there?
Even at that point where you think, oh, I'm cheating on my fiance, I'm getting married next week, I would prefer to know a week before.
Yeah, or even on the day.
And a week after. Maybe, even on the day.
Maybe the justification is, oh, you know what, one last fling before I'm hitched for life, and then that fling turns into something a little bit more serious, and then you realise...
You sound like you've thought of this, Meg, before.
No, I watch a lot of Sex in the City, though, and I'm pretty sure it's happened in there once or twice.
At least, yeah, that's the sort of stuff, you know...
It's devastating.
It's crazy, you can't believe it, but it does happen. People do break it off in the first year. Jess from the newsroom was telling us before something happened, or someone she knew.
Yeah, like a relative of mine. I went to their wedding. It was beautiful. And there were so many people. And they
expensive,
were so
right?
Yeah, it looked expensive. They were quite young as well. They were younger than I was. I'm like, oh, this will last. This will be great. No, less than a year.
Wow.
Like less than a year. I'm like, all of that time invested in that money and then...
Was there any inkling in the lead up to the wedding that they might not be happy?
I don't think so. They were that really, like, lovey-dovey, like, maybe that was the sign that they were just too much.
Overly lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
It'd just put you off getting married ever again.
100%.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think this guy has found someone, but I don't know how quickly they'll rush to a fancy wedding.
You know what's fascinating, though? Like, during the gay marriage debate, right, this you hear these stories and it's like, man, they use that as an excuse. Like, a lot of people campaigned and said, oh, gays just break up.
Well, that's like, the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
You just hear these stories all the time.
People are breaking up gay, straight or otherwise. Yeah, yeah. It's got nothing to do with it.
Is he back in the country now, this guy?
Yeah, he was planning to live here. They just flew over there for the wedding because her family was all there. And he thought,
what do they call her? They must have some...
I think it's just the French girl. That's where it sits.
Oh, no, no good. No. Sorry to hear that. It's a shit story.
Hey, up next, how about we have some fun?
Okay.
Let's do it.
I've got a bit of a challenge for you guys.
A challenge?
A bit of a challenge, yeah.
What kind of challenge,
The challenge
Meg?
Is sitting in my car right now. I have to bring it in.
Oh, this is... So it's a bit of an exciting surprise for us.
Can I just say, you've got to stop with the surprises, Meg, because I hate surprises.
I love them, so don't listen to him.
No. So basically, this is actually going to involve our listeners as well.
Oh, good.
They will get to judge the results of this challenge.
All right, well...
I'm excited.
Let's get it on next.
The Novos.
And, Meg, you've got a surprise for us.
So yesterday I was out doing my grocery shopping because I had a very exciting weekend, unlike you guys. And I came across something I thought I've never seen before and thought I'd get you guys to do a bit of a challenge.
Okay.
All right. So, Crevo, you're a bit of a culinary, like, mastermind, if you will.
Okay, I'll take it.
This might not be up your alley.
All right, we'll see.
Maddie, you've done DIY before, correct?
Yes. I do see a rather large bag in here.
Yes. So, what I've done... I found these when I was at Woolies yesterday. Now, they are cookie houses for Christmas because we are 6 weeks away from Christmas. And they're Oreos.
Wow.
So it's like build your own.
Build your own Christmas house and you get to decorate it and all that kind of stuff. So I've got one for you, Creeper. I've got one for you, Maddie.
I'll just eat the Oreo pieces.
So I'll pass you that one.
Let's have a look.
Well.
Oh, my God, it's so heavy.
Are we going to give these away?
No. What we're going to do is you guys are going to try and recreate this in the best way possible. What I've done as well...
Oh, wow, you've got heaps. Jeez.
I've got one for me as well, because I didn't want to be left out.
Yeah, of course.
But I brought in my lovely box of sprinkles as well.
Excellent.
Oh, wow, so we can decorate them.
So you can fully decorate these. So what I want to do is have a little competition between you guys.
To see who can make it the best.
Who can make, not even the best, but who can make the best Oreo
creation
house. We're going to put them on our Instagram and our Facebook page. And what I've come up with is whoever gets the most votes, I'm going to shout to lunch.
Oh, there's a genuine...
There's a bit of a wager here.
Where are we going to lunch?
Yeah. I don't know. Wherever you want to go to lunch, if we go for a team lunch or something, I'll shout you.
You know what? I feel like we're preschoolers.
I know. But the thing is, entertain the kids. These, and like, I don't like gingerbread houses. They taste disgusting. Oreo, on the other hand, I can get behind.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm down for that.
So, all right. Sometimes challenge after accepted. The show, maybe you want to do it during the show.
During the show is fine. Yeah, we'll get
You've
it done.
You've got to put together your very own Oreo Christmas house. And then we're going to put them up on Facebook and Instagram.
Nice.
And we're going to find out who is the decorating mastermind. Because I decorate stuff when I bring it in
Yeah, you're very good at it.
That's why you were posting about Oreo on your Instagram story over the weekend.
Oh,
did you get all
right.
this for free?
Yes, totally. Absolutely.
Influencer Meg.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. I'm down.
This is cool. All right. Challenge accepted.
Who do you think's going to win?
I think...
Probably me.
Yeah, because you've got the painting experience.
No, I just think you're a little bit like
just
blasé
have a look
about
at the
this
amount
stuff.
Of sprinkles you've got here to choose from as God, well. Because it
so
comes
many.
With some, but they were a bit ugly. I'm not going to lie.
Glitter makes everything look
better. But
it's
not even glitter. Like, I've got
silver ones,
blue ones.
Blue,
orange, everything.
Oh, every type. Star
this.
Ones. Mm. This is quite the challenge.
Yes.
Meg the feeder continues.
Excellent.
Technically, you don't have to eat these whilst you're done. They're for decoration, Maddie.
Oh, perfect. What? You can't eat it?
Well, you can eat it, but you don't have to.
Oh, how good. Yeah, I'll do this.
This
perfect.
Is great.
So, what we'll do at the end of the show, once these guys have finished their...
Oh, do we have to do it now?
You don't have to do it now, but like after the show, once we're wrapped up and you put these together, we'll put them on Facebook and Instagram, and it's up to New FM listeners.
Who's Hello. The best?
Who is the best?
Obviously, I'm going to win.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, I've good. Got you. How exciting.
I think I can do this.
Oh, thanks, Meg.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'll pull your head back and I'll force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Creebo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Guys, Rate the Music is back, but this time it's supercharged. We are doing our Rate the Music annual checkup. Now, this goes for around 15 minutes, but the prize is also supercharged. So if there was ever a time to jump on and do this, newfm.com.au, just by doing so, you could win, get this, $5,000. Worth of outdoor furniture, guys. All thanks to Outdoor Furniture Factory. We've got a barbecue, outdoor setting with table and chairs, an umbrella, which of course is important in summer, and get this, guys, a funky egg chair.
Oh, look, coming up to Christmas or whatever, imagine you've
5K got... 5K is massive.
All new outdoor gear when all the relatives come round.
Out just of all awesome. That, the funky egg chair is the one that kids will fight over. It's my turn in the funky egg
I
chair.
I love a funky egg chair.
Swinging around in there.
I mean, I don't call them a funky egg chair. I just
legs,
call them
legs like, flapping okay. in the breeze.
Hey, you want it? They've got it. Outdoor Furniture Factory have stock ready to go. Visit offco.com.au. That's OFFCO. 15 minutes. Get onto this because you have a really great chance of winning this great prize.
Superb. Just a great prize.
Hey, up next, guys. I need your help. I lack motivation in my overall life. Not going to lie. And I've signed up for the gym and I'm going to Queensland at the end of the year and my best friend has said to me, oh, we're going to do, your Christmas present is like a day trip type of thing. I'm like, maybe I need to get a bit fitter. So I've signed up for the gym and I'm going to commit myself to 6 days a week to go to the gym.
Off the bat, too much.
Yeah,
I've only got
like a certain amount of time to really get the fitness up to the standard that I need it to be. So I thought I'd get your help on 13 10 09. Some consequences if I don't stick to it, because I, in my own mind, if I go,
so
if
just
I don't go,
punish yourself.
Yeah. So well, if I've got a reason to be going, I'm more likely to go.
Yeah,
if that makes
right,
sense.
Right. Mm. So have you been to the gym at this point? No.
No. I signed up 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and I haven't been yet.
Oh, so you need really almost a motivation to get in there to start. Really.
Yeah. So I was planning on starting today. I've got my gym clothes ready at home, got everything ready, but I've got a feeling I might not stick to it.
Can I start this off with my suggestion?
No, this is listener's suggestion, it's not yours.
If you don't do it, you have to walk down the middle of Maitland Road here in Sandgate in a bikini.
Nobody wants to see that.
Hey.
Nobody wants to see that.
Better go to the gym.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to the gym. Those poor Mayfield people.
That's what we're looking for, though, right? That level.
Just
that level.
Things that will no doubt torture me, like... a friend of mine said to me the other day, because I mentioned we're doing this, and she's like, give up your concert tickets. I'm like, oh,
big.
Brutal. Like, things like that, that will cut me to the core.
I stand by what I said. There's nothing like the threat of getting nude.
Bikini's not new, but I still don't really want to subject the people of Mayfield to that.
Oh, look, 13:10:09, we're after punishments for Meg. She doesn't go to the gym. Whatever you want, we'll take all.
That's right, open to all
Who
suggestions.
Who decides what we accept?
I reckon producer Jackson.
Okay, about hockey, you sure?
Yeah. Oh, he's brutal. He is brutal. The Novos.
Yep, so I'm going up to Queensland at the end of the year, and my best friend, for example, he's the type of guy who can eat whatever he wants, chocolate, burgers, everything, and he will stay skinny as a stick.
Doesn't it make you sick
it
when you meet these people? It does with me.
I look at what he eats and I put on a kilo. He just tends to just, no. So I've made the decision, I'm going to go to the gym 6 days a week in the lead up to me going to Queensland.
To give us some background, Meg, we were talking about this last week.
Yes.
But you've lost 40 kilos.
Nearly 40 kilo, yeah.
So you've already started well and truly your weight loss journey.
Yes.
So what do you want to achieve by going to the gym?
I just want to get fitter. That's all it is. So like if we end up having to walk up like hike somewhere or something like that.
Right. Just
I'm
don't
not
go
doing
on a hike.
I can't really say no, can I?
Well, it's a mystery present. This is the thing. Like some sort of day trip.
I hate exercise-based things on holidays. No.
If it happens, it happens. I want to be fitter. So I'm asking on 13:10:09 some consequences if I don't stick to my goal of going to the gym 6 days a week. So I'm thinking we might let this go until we go on break, like beginning of December.
Oh, no, we'll have to do it before we go on holidays because
I'm not going to break my promise, though. That's the thing. I need the motivation not to break my promise.
Hey, look, I believe in you.
Yeah, you can definitely do this. Let's go to the phone zone and see what people are thinking.
All right. First up is Robbie. Hello, Robbie.
Good morning.
Good morning, my dear. Punishment for Meg if she does not complete her gym obligations.
I'll cook up some crumb lambs by the gym for the weekend.
Oh, that sounds horrendous.
Crumbed lamb's brain. Now, that sounds terrible.
No, Robbie. No crumbs. Raw.
Sauteed.
No, Robbie said crumbed. It's fine.
Cooked, sauteed.
Some people like that. Lamb's fry with crumbs.
It sounds horrendous to me, so...
That's a punishment. All right, that's option one. Mm. Producer Jackson, of course, will be making the final decision based off this. Katie, up next. How you doing?
Good morning.
Morning, indeed. What should Meg's punishment be?
I need to sort of point out that it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you're going to the gym six times a week and you're not really a big gym goer, you're going to be in a world of pain.
Well, the thing is, though, if I just do half an hour on a treadmill, I've technically gone to the gym. So it's not like doing massive workouts or anything like that. But like as long as I go and I check in and do something...
Well, my consequence for you could be like a partial head shave, but you might be into that.
I have had half of my head shaved before.
Yes. No.
Like Katie, a head shave or something?
Let's not go half-assed. We just don't want it to look like, you know, she's just...
Skrillex.
Skrillex.
Full head shave. I reckon
full head shave.
You, like, cool wigs or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and we'll donate your hair to a wig place that makes wigs. Full head shave.
Okay.
Yeah, I reckon you could pull that off.
Mm, I don't think I've
very
got the hair.
Butch,
I don't think I've got the head shave for it. I can be the bald woman with earrings. I can rock that look.
Britney, like, what year was that?
I'll buy you an umbrella. You can just be Britney Spears.
I forgot about that.
All right, so we've got crumbed lamb brain and shaving my head.
Look, my vote, if I have to choose between those two...
Mm.
Shaving the hair off.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a bigger one you'd think about more, I reckon.
Put some sauce, HP sauce, on the lamb's brain.
That'll be fine. That's an easy win.
I think it's up to producer Jackson, though. Right. What am I going with? If I don't go to the gym 6 days a week for the next 4 weeks or so, what's happening?
I think you've got to shave your head. The lamb's brain's too easy.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
All right.
There you go, Meg.
So what's the proof? Are we going to get like
I'm going to check in on my Instagram every day at least.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
We'll see. Good luck.
Do you know what? That's too easy, though. You can I lie all the time on my Instagram story. I think you should have to FaceTime at least one of us.
Okay, we'll do.
Done.
We'll do.
Do you own a pair of clippers?
No, but I'll buy one for the event.
Who gets to do it? Can I shave your head?
Yeah, right.
Okay, good.
Okay, done.
Oh, Love It or Loathe It is up next, guys. This is where I get your thoughts on the daily topics. And, of course, next we have to talk about Paris Hilton's wedding.
Oh, she looked beautiful.
Stunning.
eating on the Macca's fries.
Details next.
The Novos. Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking things off, we've got to talk about Paris Hilton's wedding. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Where do you sit on this, Maddie?
I love it as well.
She looked beautiful.
She had a couple of dresses as well. She looked switched up the outfits. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
So, interesting sort of some of the, I'm going to call them settings that she went for. Now, Jackson, you brought up the fact earlier, just before the show, that you thought it looked a bit sort of high school formal-ish.
Yeah, because, like, she's in a multi-million dollar mansion and she's got this backdrop that looks like you've got to, like, try and hide your braces to get a photo with the boyfriend that's not going to last in year 10. And then she had, like, this after party at Santa Monica Pier. It just felt very high school formal vibes.
With the whole, like, balloon archway and stuff as well. I don't know. It seemed a little bit...
Weddings are so personal, though. Like, are you surprised that she had that at her wedding? I'm not.
No,
no. Do you know what was also a massive standout for me from the wedding is Kathy Hilton's face. I mean, man, she is looking good. She has a great surgeon. She looks as young as Paris.
A lot of work done, but she still looks good.
That's astonishing. I'm just having a look at it now.
You know when you, like, reupholster a lounge or a chair? That is literally her face.
I have to admit, though, I'm getting Stifler's mum vibes from the photo in particular that I'm looking at right now. I don't know why, but she still looks good.
Paris Hilton's such a character. I mean, then we look at the food. She went in for the Macca's French fries.
Oh, it's just so good. And do you know, the one picture that broke the internet over the weekend from there was her picture with Nicole Richie, who she did The Simple Life with.
Because that's right.
Those guys have been rumoured to have this massive feud, but they looked great. They were happy. I think they really are great friends. It was good to see.
Also, the most Paris Hilton thing ever is her wearing the sunglasses at night.
Oh, of course.
it doesn't surprise you, but at the same time, it couldn't be more Paris Hilton than that.
Do you know, I'm not going to lie, I don't find her husband that hot.
Really?
I think she could have done better.
Really?
Absolutely. He's loaded, though, isn't he?
Well, look, like, yeah.
So is she. She doesn't need the money.
She's got a lot of money, but I think he does as well.
Do you think that she sort of thought, oh, look, if he's rich, then I know he's not after my money?
Don't let him go away with his gay best friend.
If I was her,
I'd be watching out.
I wasn't a fan of the bridesmaids' dresses. They weren't...
So what was the... I'm just trying to remember. What was the vibe of those? Or what, like, was going on with them?
Baby pink... they just don't look...
It's one of the biggest celeb weddings of this year, I'd say. Because there's not been many of them.
No.
Kim K looked great on the night as well. Very good. Well, there you go. Celeb weddings.
Yeah, definitely an interesting one. We'll do one... Should we have time for one more?
Yeah, one more.
All right, we'll do it quickly. Gladys, after her... Like, her job, her existing job,
Three,
her old job.
3, 2, 1,
the
go!
New Gladys. Love it or loathe it?
I'm going to say love it. I don't know what she's doing, but I'm loving everything.
Very stylish.
Everything she's about.
Absolutely. But you say that. I've seen some pictures of her looking great, Crevo.
Yeah.
But there was a story out, I think, yesterday. She was pictured in Sydney book shopping with her new man.
Ooh. Yeah.
And they were wearing matching outfits.
Oh, now I did see this.
Not into that.
See, to me, I saw that picture and I thought, you know what? She looks good. But then is he copying her? Is that what's going on here?
She's a style icon now, is she?
Well, a little bit. Check out the photos of her on the weekend, because I did want to bring this up. She looks like she's picked out her outfit and he's gone, well, I'll have what she's having, please.
Do you know what I did notice in one of the photos? Because she always, like, wears dresses and skirts.
Mm.
So she's wearing a nice pair of, like, Levi jeans or something. But the undies she's wearing, you can see the outline. Massive granny undies.
Oh, no. Daddy, what are you doing?
Hasn't got the stylish undies. Not used to wearing jeans. That's what that is. She's getting used to this new after-politics life.
I've just seen the photo.
I love a pair of granny undies, by the way. Not for myself, but, like, it should be about comfort, right?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Do you own a pair of granny undies,
Meg? Oh, yeah, of course I do.
Do you wear them on the rig?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're comfortable. Hey,
absolutely. I wish guys had granny undies.
Oh, what are they? The step
what's
ones?
What's our equivalent?
Step ones or something? Those
boxer shorts.
Yeah. Boxer shorts is the men's equivalent. Not cool. Can't be wearing them.
The Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Creeper.
Maddie, Meg and Creeper.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
So, guys, of course, it's been a while since we've given away money on this show. We gave away thousands this year, but it's time to do it again.
Oh, the cash is back. The cash back.
$500 is what could be in your pocket very soon with a new game called Smash for Cash.
Right before Christmas, 6 weeks before Christmas, $500.
Very handy. Oh. You could buy a lot of toys or food or whatever you need.
That's Christmas lunch sorted.
Absolutely.
Tell us how it works.
Very simple. We smashed something with a hammer, and by we, I mean Meg, and only Meg knows what that item is.
If I'm going to get harassed in the street now.
Well, you probably will. But
thank God for masks.
If you can guess what was smashed with the hammer, then you win the money. It's that easy. You just need to name what it is.
All right. Well, we're going to play the sound for you very soon, so keep listening. We'll do it before 8 o'clock this morning. Now, guys, I have a little bit of a dilemma on my hands at the moment. So, bit of drama going on in my friendship circle, right? So, my friend Lee is fighting with my friend Tessa. Now, these guys have been friends for longer than all of us, right? So, they've had a long-standing relationship. Anyways, I don't know what's happened, but Tessa and Lee are no longer speaking. Lee has cut her off completely.
Oh, my God.
And he goes
full on.
Full on, like deleted her, never wants to see her again. I guess he says a few things have like added up. She's just been quite negative and quite rude and quite jealous as well.
Oh, God.
I don't know the full story, but Tessa I like. Like nothing's ever happened between us. We went overseas together.
Yeah.
We've known each other for like almost 10 years.
Wow.
So for me, I was like kind of defending her to Lee. I was over the weekend, I'm like, hey, like she's not that bad, like relax.
Because
he was
yeah.
quite intense with it. Long story short, right, he goes, no, if you know what she was calling you, Maddie, behind your back, you would not want to speak to her. And I said, what was she calling me? Gays gossip when they drink. That's what was happening.
What was it?
No, look, I can't tell you. I'm like, no. Once I hate when people do that. Once you say it,
you've got to say it.
Say what it is.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
So she was calling me Fatty Harrison.
Oh, no good.
Fatty Harrison. Now, look, I said, firstly, I was like, look, 10 points for originality there, right? Like, great insult, Tess. She's like, and she's older as well. She's like 55.
Too old.
Very negative, unhappy. Mm. Now I'm like totally off her. Like Fatty Harrison. The more I thought about it, the more it cuts.
How
I'd
rude.
Slap up. Like if that was me and someone said that about me.
There's
like
something very awful when someone calls you fat.
Well, the thing is, back in the day, a bunch of my friends behind my back used to call me the blob.
The blob?
Yes.
Oh,
I found that out and I'm like, you know what?
They're not friends.
Oh, well, I didn't care. I said nasty things about them behind their backs, too. It's fine. Well, but as soon as I heard it, I'm like, well, you know, and then I brought it up.
How rude.
And what did they say?
Oh, it's just funny.
No,
and I'm
it's
like,
not.
Oh, okay. And I'm like, yeah, all right. And
well, see, you were saying stuff behind their back as well.
Oh, but not,
I've said
not
nothing
to that,
about
like,
Tessa.
Yeah.
I thought she liked me. She's calling me Fatty Harrison. What I want to do, I'm opening up the lines 131009. I was going to message her yesterday and say just Fatty Harrison, hey? Just like that one sentence.
Yeah. Mm.
And see what she has to say to it for herself. Quite rude.
Mm. Very
rude. Do I message
rude.
Her? How do I approach it? We're not like best friends.
Tough.
We're not best friends. We don't hang out. But it's still, I want to address it with her. How dare she call me Fatty Harrison?
See, what you want to know on 131009,
what
should you
do? How should I approach it? Should I message her or should I just leave it? And just like delete her?
Tough one.
Do I be the bigger person or do I go blow for blows with her? I'm leaning towards the latter.
I'd message. Because I want to hear a response.
All right. Well,
I'd probably do nothing.
Next. Nothing from you?
Yeah, nothing. Just leave it. Let it linger.
You to say that. You're too nice, Kruger.
The Novos and Big Ben.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Yeah, there's some disharmony
in the friendship group.
My friend Lee and my friend Tessa, they are both in this war at the moment. So they've cut each other out of each other's lives. But over the weekend, I was chatting to Lee about it in Sydney, and he was like, oh, look, saying all this stuff, and, you know, she's not a nice person at times, and he just doesn't want that level of negativity in his life. And I kind of stuck up for Tessa. Hey, she's not that bad. She's done nothing to me. And he goes, no. You don't know what she was calling you behind your back. Fatty Harrison.
Not good. So you were trying to bring the temperature of the fight down. Yeah. You're trying to cool things, her. Right?
Absolutely.
And then this comes into the mix, and now you're Team Lee.
I felt, absolutely. See, I felt quite good and mature about the whole thing. I know you must be hearing this right now and going, what, are these guys like 15? But it does hurt.
It does.
When somebody calls you that nickname, it's very juvenile, but it still hurts.
It cuts.
You get called those names in primary school and high school. You shouldn't. She's 55 as well.
Oh, my God.
I said some very rude things about her after, which I, of course, cannot repeat.
Jeez.
But what should I do? Because, like, the petty side of me wants to message her with just a single sentence, Fatty Harrison, hey? Too much.
See, you say that, but I'm saying resist, be the bigger person. You know, she's, if you both roll around in the mud, you'll both come out of the ditch dirty.
I reckon just do it.
Well,
do
I wasn't involved in the fight, but now I feel like I have to, like, send a dog in.
Defend yourself to a degree.
Send a dog in.
Let's go to the phones. Jenny first up. Hey, Jenny.
Good morning, Groovers. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Not so happy for me, Jenny. Tell me, what should I do here?
Can I just say you something? I had a very, very silly situation, and I won't say names.
Yes.
Because obviously we're very local. Who knows? She's probably on the radio.
Yeah.
But I met my partner through her, and she's very close to me. Like, she knows my... Like, she's been with me from day one, right?
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly. True friends, true friendship, family, brought her into my circle. Oh, my God. It was just the best friendship ever. Then when we got together with my partner, it just went really toxic.
Oh, no.
Really, really toxic. Like, betrayal, rumours.
God.
Horrible things, right? And we've got a very tight circle, so we look up mutual friends. So we approached her as a couple, and we said to her, you know what? We love you dearly. What's going on?
Yeah.
Nothing. Didn't say a word. She bit her lip. Went on for a few weeks. So I just said, my partner, we're better than this. We're just going to walk away. Our friends are mutual with her friends, okay?
Mm.
If they're truly your friends, they're going to know who you are.
What was she saying about you?
Nasty things, just horrible things. I just don't want to bring it up.
Yeah. So who told you? Did your friends tell you what she was saying?
Her son was one of them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yes, wow, so that must have been pretty bad.
It was really horrible.
So you think, confront them.
Nicely, though. Hey, what's going on? Where's
this come from? All right.
Thank you, Jenny.
So you're one for team confront. Let's meet Brad next. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate.
That's the way. Do you think Maddie should confront this lady, or should he leave it?
Nah, drop her like a brick in the ocean, mate. Yeah.
Not enough time in life, is there, for toxic people?
Nah.
Have you been in this situation, Brad, where you've had to do this as well?
Oh, similar situation.
Yeah, so you just dropped them?
Oh, yeah, dropped. No. How childish. What is she, 10 years old? Not even 15. Like, seriously.
No.
Primary school.
Primary school.
But it is. But, you know, like, when you suffer with, like, you know, comments like that at school, those sorts of things stick with you, you know?
Seriously.
Yeah, no, you're right, man.
Give her the time of day, mate. Like, seriously. Yeah.
Cut her off.
Cut her off. Okay.
And my son's name is Harrison.
Oh, wow. Well, named after me, of course.
Insult from me.
Even hearing it.
Legend, Brad. Thank you.
Let's go to Gabby. Hey, what should Maddie do? Should he cut her off or confront her?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm a big fan and... Oh, sorry, I've got a bit of feedback here.
That's all right.
But basically, I would always try and give her a bit of a rise of reply. Meet up with her in person so there's no escaping.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, have a normal conversation and bring it up and say, look, there were some allegations about this. You know, what are your thoughts on this? Is there any basis to this? If there is, and if she has actually said that stuff, that's a really good chance for learning to kind of explain to her as well why you probably wouldn't be continuing that friendship.
It's then
possible
I don't
that your other friend who's bitter might have actually, you know, made that stuff up as well.
Well, he's a better friend of mine. Like, I trust him over her. But I don't want it to turn into a Real Housewives situation at the end if she goes, yeah, I did say that. Like, I don't want to throw the martini in her face. No, I'm joking. I would never do that.
Why would we waste such a good drink?
Exactly right. I think I'm just going to leave it, guys. Brad's right. Great advice.
Team like Crevo, a brick in the ocean.
Just drop her.
I'm not mature enough for that. I'm so messenger. Oh, I'd have to do it. I'd have to know why. She thought it was okay to say that about
real
you.
Real talk, you've got to pity somebody that comes up with an insult like that.
Yeah, that's
Fatty Harrison. Okay.
Grow up.
At least I'm not old. Botox ain't fixing that bad.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash or cash.
I hit it 2 times.
It was fun smashing something the other day. I haven't done it for a while. Smashing things for radio content is great, especially when it can score you $500.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's great therapy.
It is. So
you feel better, hey.
So good. Like,
pretend that's ex-person's... whatever. Well,
I kind of wish it, like, there was a bigger hammer involved, but you know what?
So we don't know what this is, and we refuse to know because I think it's far better for us not to know. It's more fun.
It is.
You've ruined it for yourself, so we're playing along with you this morning. Yeah. So let's play the sound one more time.
Okay.
Listen carefully. If you think you know what it is, let's get some guesses on the board because, of course, as we know, the more we've got, the closer we get. Here we go.
Now, the best part is we're going to put all the incorrect guesses on the New FM website later on today as well, and we'll keep that updated.
Very negative, guys. Like, this person could get it right now.
This is true.
And then we get another $500 tomorrow.
That's right, true.
Let's meet our first player, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. It's Katie. She's from Aberglasson. Drives forklifts and needs the cash for Christmas. Got sick of waiting for an air fryer for Christmas, but got sick of waiting, so just got one for herself yesterday. Nice one. And now she's hoping she gets a holiday. Jeez, you've got it all happening, Katie.
I've got it planned.
Nice one.
Can you help me convert the guys to air fryers? Because I love air fryers. These guys aren't really
sold on it. Oh, it's just an oven, isn't it? It's just an oven, isn't it?
It's so good, Katie, right?
I tested it out yesterday and it was fabulous.
What was the first thing that you made?
We cooked up some chicken chippies and some chicken tenders.
So
sounds healthy.
So air fryers are built for healthiness, and you don't cook anything healthy in an air fryer. I did.
No, not really.
Just putting it out there, I did Oreos covered in puff pastry ones. They were delicious.
Oh, there's something for you to try.
Yeah. Haven't done that in a while, but there you go. There's your tip.
Speaking of really bad food for you, Meg, you brought these Oreo gingerbread houses and I'm currently sucking on the icing as we
you meant that that's your building glue. Like,
I'd rather eat it.
The challenge is on.
Here we go.
All
Katie.
Right, do we want to play it again one more time for Katie?
All okay. Right.
Jazz. All right, Katie, what do you think it is?
I reckon you're smashing open, you know, the money tins that have the notes wrapped around them?
Ooh, great.
Ooh,
guess.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon maybe one of them.
Meg?
Incorrect. Sorry, Katie.
Great first guess, though. Yeah. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks for playing.
Appreciate that. Let's go to Robbie next. We'll give Robbie a go. No, she's gone. Sorry, Robbie. You miss out this time.
Yeah, got to keep
Back before 8:50, guys.
The Novos.
105.3. Maddie Megan Crevo's Royal Tour.
Yeah, it took us a little while to iron out the details, but we just had this idea on the air randomly that there'd been so many hotels and pubs around the country called The Royal. Even in our own region here, there's a bunch
of
them.
Like five or six.
Yeah.
At least.
So we thought, why don't we go to as many as possible on The Royal Tour?
This is going to be fun because we're going to hire a bus for the day.
Yep.
We're putting it out there now, asking people to apply to come on the Royal Tour with us. We only want fun people.
Yeah.
We only want characters. And you need to be willing to get dressed up in royal regalia to really commit to the whole thing. This is going to be great.
If you turn up in jeans and a t-shirt, you're not allowed on the bus.
No. I'm going to go as Queen Elizabeth. I'm going to do drag.
This is so awesome.
On the Royal Tour.
I'm thinking some sort of...
Does going to go as?
Like a, maybe some sort of emperor cape and a crown or something ridiculous. Yep. The more crazy, the better.
I've looked at the Queen of Hearts. The really good costume with the really big petticoats and everything.
Well, you love costumes,
I love
costumes
and dressing up and all that kind of stuff.
The rule is, though, you can't try and outdo me in the Queen's
drag.
Sorry, doll.
The point is, you have to be extreme, I think, to get on this tour.
Yeah, that's right. So we will be going to 5 different royal pubs around the region.
I love this.
There's going to be lunch along the way. You have to apply very, very limited seating for this.
And of course, you got to be 18 plus. Just putting that out there.
Absolutely. So, we're going to audition some people next. 13-10-09, if you think you've got what it takes to join the Royal Tour.
The Novos. 105.3
Maddie Megan Crevo's Royal Tour.
Yeah, this is so exciting. We've got our own special, I'm going to call it a carriage, but it's a bus. And we all ride on that. We get it fully dressed up in the royal outfits. You have to wear a costume if you want to come along. And, of course, we're visiting every royal hotel / pub in the region. There's 5 that we've picked, and it's going to be so fun.
Okay, so let's run through the itinerary.
Fantastic.
So, the Royal Crown Hotel Dudley, Royal Hotel Waratah, the Royal River Inn Morpeth, the Royal Federal Brankston, the Royal Oak Cessnock. It's going to be a great day, and we're going all over.
Right across Newey and the Hunter.
No
stone left unturned for our royal tour.
We have very limited tickets.
Yeah.
We don't want any boring people there that are going to sit there and not talk. We want the funnest people you know.
You've got to be a character, a little bit out there, or maybe, you know, and it's a double, right? So you and your friend both have to be characters.
And that's why we're doing auditions here this morning. So we'll do it like Idol style and vote in the team, right?
Okay.
Majority is in.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, let's meet our first caller, Bernadette. Hello, Bernadette. Bernadette. Bernie,
oh, no.
This is not looking good. No. Got to have a working phone.
No, that's part of the rules, I think. Let's go to Karen. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are doing well. Why do you think you should come along on the Royal Tour, Karen?
Well, I love a drink.
Okay.
Good for,
like
first
going
of all.
To the pub.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do have a title.
Oh.
Okay.
What is your title?
Yeah.
I won the Tara Princess in Newcastle, not once, but 2 years in a row.
So we have royalty ready to go.
Royalty on the box.
Do you still have the crown?
I have got my tiara.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, you'd be wearing that, of course. Now, what year did you win that, Karen?
It was 89 and 88.
A long time ago.
Doesn't matter. She's the princess. It's fine.
All right. Now, tell us what a weekend looks like for you, Karen. Tell us a bit about your life.
Okay. So, it's the raffles on Friday night at the club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then lawn bowls over the weekend.
Yeah.
Not selling me so far.
Are we barefoot bowls or actual lawn bowls?
Oh, no. Proper bowls. But okay. It's the only sport that I know that you can have a drink at each end.
That's good. Good call.
Okay. That is true.
Yep, I'm a good talker, and I'll be out there having a good day.
Yeah, good. Okay, now tell us, you do get an extra ticket. Who would you bring, and are they fun as well?
Oh, yeah, I'd be taking my mate with me. She's a bit more full-on than me, actually. Oh, but she hasn't got
excellent.
A title.
Excellent.
Explain full-on. What do you mean by that?
No, she loves to drink and loves to have fun and talk, oh, my Lord.
Okay, well, let's take a vote, guys. Crevo, you first.
I'm going to vote her in. I think Bernadette should come.
Okay, Meg?
I think Miss Matara has to come along.
Miss Matara definitely has to come along. You are accepted.
Congratulations. You're coming on the Royal Tour.
Yeah,
welcome. All right.
First 2 people.
Next one. Bernie's back. Bernadette.
Oh, great.
Hello, Bernadette. How are you?
No, I think on line one. Here we go. Bernadette.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, hello. Good start.
It's a good beautiful day out here.
No, it's not. It's a blowing lots of wind. All right.
Bernadette, tell us why you want to come on the Royal Tour, babe.
Oh, look, you need a classic Kiwi, and we're all Kiwi princesses, all us Kiwis, so you just need us keeping the royalty.
Okay, I'm into this. Tell us about your life, Bernadette. What does the weekend look like for you?
Oh, look, I'm working, and I usually wear PPE gear, and then I rip it off, and I go and have fun.
Do you have any kids?
They're all teenagers now, so I'm free.
So you're free as a bird. So you're wearing the PPE. Absolutely. Does that mean you're normally like a nurse, is it, or?
No, I'm general support at the hospital, so I work in the COVID ward.
Oh, okay. Hey, look, people that work at the hospital sometimes are a bit fast and loose.
Bernadette, what's the craziest thing you've ever done in your life?
What, other than jumping out of a plane at 10,000 feet? Probably bungee jumping over the Zambia River.
I'm talking more like falling down in toilets at bars. No, I'm joking. all right, let's take a vote. I don't know.
My club up there has a few drinks to offer.
Good, good. Okay, well, let's vote. Meg, you first.
Oh, you sound good, but are you crazy enough, Bernadette? That's the thing I'm worried about.
Well, I'm just worried I might lead you guys astray.
Oh, there it is. I'm going to vote yes for Bernadette. I think she'd be a real firecracker.
You know, I'm going to say no. It's up to Crevo.
Oh, Meg.
A Kiwi
savage.
Come on, a Kiwi princess.
You've been in the back of my car before. You know
what?
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 Hang on a second. Wait. Is this Bernadette the one that taught Maddie to drive?
One.
Oh!
Oh, well, based on that, you're in.
You're in, Bernadette!
Oh, congratulations. We can't wait to have you on the Royal Tour.
Accepted. Thank you, Bernadette. Nice to hear from you. One more. Robbie. Hello, Robbie.
Am I the character for you?
Are you, Robbie? That's the question.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
All right. Well, what would you come dressed as if you got your tickets, Robbie?
Oh, well, I'd have to have a little time. I could be a princess or a queen.
Meg won't let anyone else be the queen. She wants to be the queen.
No, you're the queen.
Oh, actually, yeah, that's right. I'm the queen.
Oh,
well,
I'm the
evil
queen.
The court jester.
Yeah. Well, I did recommend that for you, Crevo, last week, but if Robbie wants to come along as a court jester.
Hey, do you know what, Robbie? I know that you'll be fun on the tour.
Yeah. Do you think?
And I've got the jester hat.
You've already got a jester hat. If you come as the court jester, you've got my vote.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Meg, your vote, please.
All right, let's go with a yes for Robbie.
Ah, Robbie. I feel bad because you always bake us stuff. Like, you come in and give us food. But so I feel like I don't have any choice but to say yes.
Well, next time you get food, it'll be spat on if you don't.
I'm going to say no, Robbie, but these two have voted yes.
Rules.
You're in.
You're in. Well done.
You're coming on the Royal Tour. We're going to do this every day this week and audition people. Let me tell you, we need some fun young guys as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it all women?
That's true at this point.
We need a good balance.
Look, if you get a bit loose on the weekends and you want to dress up, come on.
Come on, lads.
How fun.
Absolutely. It's going to be a brilliant, brilliant day.
It continues tomorrow. And a big thank you to Sid Foggs as well for hooking us up with our carriage/bus.
Royal tour bus, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, what's the gossip up next?
Talking about royals, they want to sue Netflix. I'll tell you why. Also, to Britney Spears. She's finally free. She's reacted on Instagram. I'll tell you how she did it.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
What's the goss?
Can I just add before we get into what's the goss? Meg brought in these Oreo cookie houses for us to make, and we've all like been building them throughout the show. Cravo. You have crap everywhere.
Turn it around, though.
Yeah, but
turn
check it out. Mine actually looks like the picture.
It actually looks legit.
Yours looks like the Leaning Tower of Pisa on a bad day.
The managers are going to hate you.
Yeah, well.
You better get the Dyson out after.
Yeah, I'll be right.
Jackson, good morning.
Not my job.
Good morning. Let's talk about the Crown, because a few of the big movers and shakers in high society of, like, the UK and everyone that's connected to the royals want to sue Netflix because of this new upcoming season, because it obviously deals with Princess Diana and like her later life, and people are worried about how they're going to be portrayed, so there could be a big class action against Netflix over the next couple
months.
Think
it'll happen.
So they're angry that they're being reflected in the light that they actually behaved.
Well, they're worried because they're not sure how it's all going to play out yet, but apparently top advisors to the Crown and also their friends have said, yeah, no, go for gold. If you want to sue them, we'll do it for you.
Don't treat people like crap and you got nothing to worry about.
Question as well, who do you think has deeper pockets, the royals or Netflix?
I'm going to say Netflix.
Yeah, absolutely.
At this point, because the Buckingham Palace is full of leaks and stuff. They've got to spend all the money on fixing that.
Jackson, do they have the disclaimer at the start of The Crown that states that it is fictionalised?
I'm pretty sure somewhere in there they would have.
I think so. You know, from memory, they do.
It's all, like, interpretive. But, like, they cross their T's, dot their I's. It's Netflix. Do you know what?
Yeah.
Dealing with amateur school theatre.
I reckon they would look like real flogs if they sued Netflix. And, of course, all this stuff going down with Prince Andrew and stuff as well. Mm. Like, they're going after Andrew, it's not really acceptable, right? If they're going after Netflix, when Andrew won't go and face what's happened.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, but they're protecting him, so, I mean, I don't think they're worried about looking like flogs at this point. The Queen's so old, I mean, does she even have, like, a thought in her mind anymore? I mean, she's just gone left, front, and centre. I reckon she'll go hell blazing.
Do you know, I've just got to add, Jess from the newsroom screwed her face up when you said that, Jackson. Yeah. Jess, come on the air for a second.
Here we go.
Are you a like old school royalist? Do you hate when like
then we're bagging on him like this?
I'm not an old school royalist. I don't like the Queen. I'm a fan.
I don't not like her, but geez, imagine waiting behind her in a Woolworths self-serve line. No thanks,
darling. She's not in a Woolworths self-serve.
Pack it in. Like, just give it ding, up already. Ding.
Like Jackson v. Jess,
I love
this.
Why be so old and like, she's literally sitting out every 2 seconds. Do you want someone like that on your soccer team? No, it's not functional. Sit down.
She looks amazing. Look at her go for 95. Right. I hope I'm like that
at
95.
What do you mean? She's pulled out of every event in the last month.
Okay,
oh, wait,
except the last month.
No, I love the
I wouldn't say amazing either. It's a big bag of bones. Anyway, moving on.
You're a bag of bones.
Yeah, I know. We all are. We all are floating through space, but I'm younger than the Queen. Snappy and sassy. Do you know who we should elect the Queen?
It's Britney.
Yes! So, over the weekend, her conservatorship officially ended. Like, this
free
feels like
Britney!
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I didn't think it would actually happen. I thought it would drag on and on.
Yeah, well, she was the cash cow to the Spears family so long. Now they're saying that she wants vengeance. These are the big headlines. But she has come out and said that she is so grateful for her fans because, honestly, if it wasn't for the Free Britney campaign that they all spearheaded, she'd probably be still tied up in this conservatorship.
100%.
Yeah, they're like, credit where credit's due.
Do you know what? There was literal street dancing and confetti in the streets of LA when the judge announced it's over.
She said, I can't freaking believe it. She also added, praise the Lord. Can I get an amen?
She's a funny character, old Britney.
What do you think the first thing she's going to do is now she's free?
Buy a phone?
Get
married. I reckon she'll get married, but I reckon she'll probably be in the studio releasing some new music soon.
Well, she wanted to take that IUD out as well so she could have another baby.
That's right. I forgot about that. There's like 20 things she wants to do. It's a busy time for her.
I don't want to be that guy that says this, but this is where we're actually going to see if the conservatorship was necessary. I mean, I'm hoping that Britney has her life together, but I guess the next couple of months is going to be telling because she's in control of it all now.
As long as she surrounds herself with the right kind of people, I think she's going to be fine.
I don't think her fiance is the right kind of people.
No, okay. But do you know what? I weirdly put a lot of trust in her lawyer. He seems like a really stand-up guy that has Brit's best interests at heart. I think he'll play a big part in her setting up, I guess, future-proofing her assets and the like.
I think she needs financial advisors and stuff.
Lawyer. Yeah. Never thought you could trust a lawyer.
I love lawyers.
She should go on tour and make some of that cash back because she'll get all of it.
It would sell out so quickly.
Oh my god.
Like, could you imagine Australian tour here? I reckon 5 minutes max.
But like, she'd have PTSD from touring, right?
Yeah,
like,
true.
Wouldn't you just want to step away from it?
But
being chained to the stage?
She's always on Instagram doing the dancing. She clearly still loves it, but on her own terms.
And also, she's never coming back here because last time she toured here, the tall poppies that we are, we shot her down because she lip syncs. Now, if you go to a Britney Spears concert and you're expecting live vocals, then you're a fool.
Live vocals now because she wasn't allowed to sing live, remember? That was all the conservatorship. Yeah. She had to lip sync, so...
God, that's right. I forgot about that.
She's singing live.
You're not going for that. You're going for the experience of seeing Britney.
Oh, good news.
Jess from the newsroom, are you going to step in and defend Britney Spears now that they're
must hate
hating
Britney
on her?
Jeez, we love Britney. Come on.
Do you love Britney, Jess?
I'm not the enemy here. I like Britney.
Oh, good.
Leave Britney alone.
Leave me alone.
Oh, no.
Get a lawyer.
ding, ding, break it up, guys.
Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music for your workday kicks off at 9 a.m. with Jackson.
Yo.
What's
going on, man? A bit of Selena Gomez.
I was obsessed with
Marshmallow.
This.
Oh. Great song, right?
So good.
Yeah, I like it. I remember these boys.
Oh, the fray.
All I remember about this song is it was in Transformers and Megan Fox on that motorbike.
That's right.
You know,
teenage memories.
When I was a teenager, I used to listen to The Fray and, like, cry.
Oh.
So sad.
Oh.
God, I lived a sad... Anyway, positive vibes today. Not this.
Yeah.
Well, that's broken my heart a little bit, Maddie.
I don't really know what to say after that. Oh. Are you okay?
Everyone's a little bit shocked by that.
Let Sean you know Paul bump you up.
You know when you should... pick your moments. That wasn't the moment.
Let's
to say that.
What mood are we
in
today?
I know all the words.
Do you? Wow. Go crazy. Go. Ready?
Go.
Where to go? Oh, no.
Good.
Bring that back. Bring Sean Paul back, please.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
That's going to be fantastic. Up next, though, I've got to talk about my parents. My dad asked me, can you please help me to sell this little old rusty tinny that I've got had around the back that some like previous renter had left behind on the farm. Very difficult to help someone else sell something through your own marketplace.
Oh, so you have to organize all the back end.
Yeah. All the people wanted to come and look at it. Oh my God. Major drama with this stupid little boat. We'll talk about it next.
Well, of course, your dad really hurt his hand.
That's right. So he couldn't even lift it. That was the whole thing.
The Novos.
Let me give you a tip, guys. Mm. If your parents who aren't good at technology ask you to help them sell something online, avoid. It comes with lots of pitfalls.
This should be a breeze for you. You're like marketplace superstar.
Oh, look, I don't mind if they bring me something and I can just do it from my place. But doing it remotely on the farm, very, very difficult.
It really does back up the claim that Crevo does nothing for free. Not even for his own parents.
I did this absolutely for free, but let me talk you through what happened. Okay. So, first of all, what it was, this person had rented this little cottage on the farm years ago and left behind this decrepit old dinghy kind of boat. And
made of wood or metal?
It was aluminium,
but
it had been like welded up multiple times. It had a crack in it, but still had to get it off the property, right? Because they're trying to fix this cottage up to get a new renter in. Now, my dad was like, surely it's worth a dollar. Can you help me sell it? I was like, yeah, no worries. Send me some photos and I'll put it online. So first issue was him trying to work out how to send the photos through. Like he emailed emailed them. They were upside down. The wrong format. It was like, that was its own whole debacle.
What kind of phone does he have?
He's got like an off-brand Android. So
the quality of the pictures is not that good.
Not good. Look, I managed to pick out a few that made it look pretty decent.
Do you have the ad up at the moment?
Yes. Actually, it is still up. Maybe I can share it to you quickly. Here we go. I'll send it to you now. Done. He then sent me those pictures, and it was my job to try and like get some buzz going for this boat, because it's worth like probably $500-600 at least. And then people actually were quite into it. It must be like a certain length or something that people are looking for with as a dinghy.
Oh, yet again.
A bit rough.
Yet again. This boat is worth no more than $100. You have on this boat $622. Oh, man, you're screwed.
Well, anyway, I did my research, but then the next issue was so many people wanted to buy it.
Do you know what else is an issue I can see, like, just from the pictures here? The big gaping hole in it. You might run into some problems with that.
There was no shortage of people wanting to. Because of COVID times, boats are, like, in hot demand. So I started getting dozens of messages from people wanting to buy it. I thought, oh, excellent. The only issue is getting to the farm in itself very difficult. You have to, first of all, reach the address you put into Google Maps.
Yeah, yeah.
You're then still 5 kilometres of dirt roads, gates, river crossings away from getting to the property. So nobody, like, once I tell people all that, they're all bailing out. So I'm like, getting is this available? Yes, it is. Fantastic. Can we pick it up? Absolutely not. Then my parents had the close COVID contact situation.
Yeah. Yep.
So the people that were all booked in to come and looked at all had to be cancelled. The drama continues. Finally, two lads from Morisset agreed. They were super keen. They just waded through all of that issue.
Young guys,
ambitious, came out there. And yesterday, the deal was done. $500 in my parents' back pocket. But what an ordeal. I've never worked so hard for such a small amount ever.
Please tell me they're buying you a bottle of wine or something to say thank you.
It's for them.
Oh,
it's for them.
How lovely of you. Look, how generous.
Look, it is for them, but I wouldn't mind a bottle of wine.
Mm. There's no boat trailer either. So
no. That was part of it. I had to explain. You've got to bring your own trailer. Oh, my dad smashed his hand. You got to bring a mate to lift it.
All
of this stuff. So people would be interested and then they'd kick themselves off because of all this crap.
The effort.
the level of effort
not
to get it.
The reward.
Very,
total
very difficult.
Time commitment.
Oh, I don't know. 30 hours probably total.
Whole week of work.
Lesson learned.
Less than $10 an hour for you.
Crevo puts a dollar value on his time all the time. So, like, if you're selling yourself at $50 an hour, wow.
Bad value for money.
I always love your descriptions of the items that you sell. Booker, tinny boat in okay condition. Hasn't been used in years, but seems fine. Selling as is. No trailer. But you've also put condition like new.
Well, I don't know.
New.
New, but used.
Hey, guys, we are playing Smash for Cash. Up next, our brand new game. We have $500 up for grabs today. All you need to do, very simple, is tell us what this is. Yeah, we smashed it with a hammer. One more time. If you think you know what that is, give us a call right now. 1310-09. The earlier guess we had was smashing a money tin.
Mm.
You're the only one that knows, though, Meg.
Yeah,
so you've got the secret. 1310-09. Lines are open now.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, that's right. We have a really big hammer and we smashed something, recorded the sound. Your job is to guess what we smashed. I have it right here. Take a listen. If you think you know what this is, give us a call. 1310-09. Interesting.
Mm.
Now, we did have a guess earlier, which was a money box. It is not a money box.
Not a money box. Let's go to Amanda in Metford, works at Woolies. Mother of two, loves the camping, needs to pay bills, so wants the cash really bad. Forget the bills. what would you spend it on for yourself? Amanda.
No, Amanda is gone.
Oh, Amanda's gone.
Let's take a lucky caller at random. UFM, what's your name?
Hello. No, nobody wants the cash.
Interesting. It's really hard on the first day because you've got to put a few guesses out there, guys. Before
and you've got to listen, and then suddenly it might tweak. Correct. Like, oh, what's? I know what that is.
Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, my dear. Here we go. $500. What do you think the sound is?
Hitting some sort of tin, and the lid comes off and spins.
What kind of tin?
Can you narrow the tin down for me?
Milo?
You think a Milo tin? Let's hear it one more time. Great guess.
I love Milo, but it's incorrect.
Not that, though. No.
Incorrect. Sorry,
this
Jenny.
This is the first time I've ever gotten through to you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Been trying for me birthday. Yeah.
We don't need a birthday to play this game.
It's so good to talk to you.
Thanks, Jenny.
We love you, Jenny.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Where are you from, Jenny?
I live in Anna Bay.
Oh, nice one. Well, thank you for listening to
us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Yeah.
And well done for getting through as well.
Yeah.
First time.
I was shocked. Yeah. I've run 22 times in a row once.
Jenny. You're killing me. Hey, do you drink wine, Jenny? We've got to give you some new FM wine.
Who I'm drinking with?
Yeah, we'll give you some new FM wine just for getting through today.
Just for being you, Jenny.
Thanks, Jen.
You're a delight.
Oh, that's lovely. I can give it to my daughter.
Share it with your daughter, Jenny.
Do whatever you want with it.
Thanks,
it's all
Jen.
Yours.
Oh, well, there you go. That was sweet. Back tomorrow, guys, worth $525. So it does go up
every day.
That was a good guess for the Milo tin, though.
Yeah, it was so good. Guys, producer Jackson up next with 105 commercial free.
Yo.
How sweet was Jenny?
Jenny was cute. I'd like to get on the wines with Jenny. Jenny sounded like she had a wine, actually.
Just a little bit.
This time.
Who are you? It's 5 o'clock.
It's after 9 o'clock.
It's just grape juice. 100%
at Coldplay, BTS.
Jason Derulo.
Talking about OG.
Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yes.
So good, guys.
It's going to be a fun day.
Absolutely. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.